What if I told you that some of the biggest lessons you ever teach your kids are the lessons you didn't realize you were teaching? Let's talk about that today on the Good Morning Devotional Podcast. Hello and welcome to the Good Morning Devotional Podcast, where we come to you twice a week to encourage you and inspire you with the Word of God and help you to take your next step with what God has for you. I'm Dallas, your host, and today we're going to be taking a look at Proverbs chapter 22. Specifically, I'm looking at verse 6, which is a common verse that a lot of people have heard and they've quoted. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of people over the years that have prayed over this verse. It says this: train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. This is a promise that many people have really leaned into over the years. You have believers who have tried their best to teach their kids about the Lord and have tried their best to teach them about who God is, and they want their children to know Jesus. And when I often hear this verse spoken of, it's either in people who are in the process of teaching their kids about the Lord because they have a desire to see them serve Him later, or it's people who, it's years and years later, and unfortunately their child is not walking with the Lord. And they are lamenting. And they're going, Lord, I've done these things. I've taught my child in the ways of the Lord. But they're not walking with you. The thing about this verse, though, is it's a universal promise. This isn't just a promise to Christians. This is a universal statement. As a proverb, this is an observation about life. This is something that Solomon recognized with the inspiration of the Lord. Is something that spreads out across the world. What you teach your kids today will not depart from them tomorrow. Now, it's their choice on what they do with what you teach them, but it's going to be part of them. There's a lot of people who are surprised at how their kids turn out, and they go, where did you learn this? How did you learn this thing? And they're shocked. I didn't teach you that, I've heard parents say, but did you? See, a lot of people have this misconception that what you teach a child is simply what you tell them. I have said these things. I have taught you them. Learn these things. And there's a terrible philosophy of do as I say, not as I do. The problem with this philosophy is that you are literally training up a child in the way they should go by your actions. Your child learns by observation. There's an old saying, actions speak louder than words, and they really do. You can tell your kids, hey, serve the Lord, read your Bible, be in prayer, treat other people with respect, love, honor, all these things. But if they don't see you doing that, then you're not teaching them what you think. You're teaching them the opposite. I made a post the other day on my social media, and it said this simply: teach your kids to honor, respect, trust, and love others, and they will. Teach your kids to dishonor, disrespect, fear, and hate others, and they will. I don't think anybody really intentionally goes out to teach their kids to dishonor, disrespect, fear people, and to hate others. I don't genuinely believe that the vast majority of people out there are doing this. But I do believe that there's a lot of people who are unintentionally teaching their kids to dishonor, disrespect, fear, and hate. Because while you tell your child, hey, don't do these things, they're not seeing the reflection of that in your life. There's a lot of people that are telling their kids, read your Bible, be in prayer, but they don't see you doing that. They don't see you getting up in the morning time to read your Bible. They don't hear you praying, at least not on a regular basis. And I do mean beyond the Sunday morning experience at the church, when the pastor says, hey, open your Bible, and you pull out your phone to check text messages rather than pull out the Bible app. As a person who has worked with young people and continues to work with young people, I have to be cognitive about what I say and what I do. I have taught students many things, but the things that have stuck are the actions I did. And sometimes I've had to apologize for actions and things I've said over the years because it wasn't what needed to be taught. But the very act of apologizing, and this is where I want to bring some freedom for you guys. The very act of apologizing to your child, apologizing to those who are younger than you that you have been leading, is a fantastic leadership example of training up a child in the way they should go. Teaching them, hey, if you mess up, fess up, and let grace abound. Hey, thank you guys so much for taking time to listen to today's podcast. I hope it's encouraged you, challenged you. I know this was kind of a harder, a little more straightforward word, but I think it's important. There's a lot of things happening in the world today, and a lot of people are trying to change what's happening in society through laws and through some forced action. But to be honest, perfectly honest, to see the changes people want, it starts with them and ourselves teaching our children to be better. The long game is the game that wins, not the short, quick things. So I hope this has maybe stirred some stuff up in you, helped you to look at the long game, to train up your child in the way they should go, because it will stick with them. Now, it's their choice to do what they're going to do with it. Do me a favor, if this has challenged you and it's encouraged you and you think maybe it'll encourage other people, share this out. Take the link and share it to those individuals who you think this will encourage and challenge. If you'd like to reach out to me personally, you can reach out to me on Instagram and Twitter. Just look for Sir X Rome, SirXROAM. I pop up pretty easily. Or you can connect with my ministry page, Geek Devotions, at geekdevotions.com. You can find us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just look for Geek Devotions. Finally, I want to invite you guys to do us a favor and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It's real simple, it's real easy, and it's free. But leaving the review helps people to know what this podcast is about and whether or not it's something they should listen to. All that being said, have a great week.